Welcome to the first podcast, woo-woo, with me and two of my best friends. We are Bottles, Books, and Brushes, where we spill the tea, talk about what's going on in politics, mommyhood, and everything in between. So let's kick off the show right away with introducing my woes with my woes. We're going to introduce myself first, obviously. My name is Sam, aka Curvy, Confident, and Nervous. I am a blogger. I specialize in mental health advocacy and everything beauty. Of course, the two of those don't go together at all, but I love makeup, skincare, everything from fashion to wigs, baby. I got to get into my wigs. So without further interruptions from me, I want to introduce the two other ladies of this podcast. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Hi, everyone. That's not my real voice. Let me stop. My name is Dr. Erin Green. I do a lot of things. I am a diversity professional in higher education. I'm an activist. I do a lot of volunteering and social justice work. And I also have a very, very much hidden ratchet side. It's not so hidden. I like to try to hide it, but I'm a complex individual. And so I'm excited to be here with two of my best friends and just talk about the things we talk about all the time in our group chats anyway.
All the time.
That's funny. You didn't tell them about your rap snacks, Erin.
Oh, that's good. You didn't know that was going to be a topic, did you?
I did not. Got a meeting now, too. Okay, everybody. I'm Siobhan. I am a political enthusiast. I'm a mom, a wife, a mentor, an educator. You'll probably hear my son in the background. He's one. He's very, very rambunctious. I've been married for about 3 years now. I'm a student. I'm in a doctoral program currently. And, you know, these are my girls. And we just, like Dr. Green said, oh, there he is. We just talk about whatever, you know. So let's get started.
It's going to be woes with my woes. So let's talk. Get into everybody's week. How was everybody's week?
Y'all know mine was rough. I don't need to go first.
I think everybody had an interesting week. I won't say bad, but Joe not happening to the orange Cheeto, not wanting to admit defeat, and waiting for that whole process last weekend was so draining. This week, it's like, are y'all going to shut the state down or no? Because coronavirus.
And I'm like, coronavirus is everywhere in Ohio. I just looked at it, the thing today, and it said 8,071 new cases.
And that's just from yesterday.
Yes.
That's not even totaling out the entire week that has been steadily on the rise. Like, y'all think we're going to go back into a shutdown?
Probably so. That would be the smart thing to do, but I just feel like he didn't do it because he had to be loyal to the Republican Party. Because our governor is Republican in Ohio. But he clearly doesn't agree with it because he shut things down very early when this first started.
Look,
so
since DeWine is just lost. Right. Since DeWine is lost. It's torn between his Cheeto and his party.
Right, and I don't understand what the big deal is about being loyal to the Cheeto anymore when he's no longer well, right now he is, but he will not be after January 20th. I don't get it. Like, do what you have to do for your state and move on. But, you know, Sam and I work at the same place, everybody. And so our job is shutting the doors of the buildings down for a while. So we're working remotely.
For real.
Interesting. So, and Erin, you've been working remote, right?
Child, I've been home since March 13th. I'm looking at the rest of the world like, ooh.
How do you do that for that long? Like, don't you feel like socially just like distraught?
You know, sometimes, but a lot of times when I see what people are doing, I'm like, I don't really miss that. Like, y'all are fighting in a whole pandemic to do the same things we've been doing for the last few years. So while I do miss people, I really miss my students, especially because I work in a student center and students like hang out in my office all the time. Like, I just miss engaging with them. But I have a mother with a lot of health issues. I have an 88-year-old grandmother that I have to go help out. Like, being in the house is not a problem because I'd rather look at them through a screen alive than be going, you know, having to deal with something else. So I'm just like, everybody sit down for a minute. Just sit down.
Yeah, very
let's get
true.
This sorted out, and then we can go on back to normal, quote unquote normal. But yeah, I've been in the house.
What is normal gonna look like in a minute? Like, I don't even know what normal is anymore at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think this year I miss marching band the most. So,
shout out to all the band nerds listening.
We didn't even say that we were band heads.
Oh, we're band heads.
Right. A bit of backstory on us. We all were in marching band together in high school, and not what you think marching band is. We're talking about HBCU style marching band, right? Mm-hmm. So, we all are heavily involved with the same program that we were once in, and we didn't get to have a season this year. We are competitive, and that is frustrating, but understandable because our main priority is to keep our kids safe. But I still miss those little boogers, and I miss music and all that stuff. But
traveling,
all that.
I just want to go outside and do hood rat stuff with my friends. And don't have to wear my mask and stay apart. And it's funny because I'm not that much of a hugger, but I actually really miss being able to embrace people. Like, it feels weird. Like, you have to ask somebody, is it okay to hug you? Or, you know, no handshaking anymore. And everybody's looking like, I want to hug you, but, you know, I can't. Mm-hmm. So that's been a struggle.
Elbows.
So my poor dog is getting all of my love because she's here.
Speaking of, like, this week, I did have more interaction this week than I normally do. Well, this past weekend, and I was like,
sorry,
I want to go back inside. I was tired. I was like, how did I used to do this? Like, I was like, I did one weekend of this, and I'm okay, enough. I'm drained. So I'm realizing, like, going back to normal is going to take a lot more energy. Like, getting up and getting dressed, going out, finding people, arranging, like, parking, paying for parking. I was like, wait a minute. We used to do this all the time. Paying for parking. So going back to normal, it's going to be hard for me because I've been in the house like, you know what? This sucks, but also not so bad.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. The thing that has killed me the most is this online shopping. I have nothing else to do. I can't go anywhere. I can't go out. I can't kick it. So I'm like, what else is there to do? Well, there's another Black Friday sale in the beginning of November. Why not take it? You know, I'm just like, this is getting ridiculous now. I'm in a...
I miss my little baby best friend. I miss my baby best friend.
Yes, that's, and we miss our little baby Trey.
I call him. He is available for hire anytime, so, you know, just let me know, and we can arrange outside babysitting visits and everything. Feel
free. We're supposed to play pranks on you by now. Everything. I already had it planned out. Okay, when he's one, this is what we're going to do. Now I got to postpone on my pranks.
I can't with him. Like, so, y'all know Mike works in a huge plant with lots of people. Oh, okay, you joining? Okay. Mike works in a huge plant with lots of people. So every day, like in the beginning of quarantine when he was working, I'm like, all right, so yeah, you need to take everything off at the door and just like go immediately to the shower because it's way too many people there. So now their job is so strict. Like if you don't have a mask on, security just escorts you out the building. Ooh. All right, time to go home today.
You need to work like, for the rest of the state.
Am I the only one who's tried like holding my coffee or my tea up to my forehead before I go into work? Like, oh, if I keep this up here long enough, they have to send me home. I tried it one day, and then when the nurse tested me, my temperature started low. I said, oh my God.
Excuse my background, you know. Apparently, it's the time to blow leaves at the midnight. It's not. It looks like midnight outside. It's only 7:30.
So while we're talking about midnight, let's talk about daylight saving time and how that has changed our whole world as we know it. We getting the thumbs down to daylight savings.
Boo! So I work out. Y'all know I work out like crazy. So in the morning, it is so hard to get up at 4 something in the morning now. It's When I go to the gym, it's dark. When I leave the gym, it's still dark. I'm like, where is the sun at?
I didn't know you was getting up at 4, man. Ooh.
Man, listen. That would be
4:45.
Them interesting people hours. Mm-mm. Nah. Don't hit me up at no 4.
4:45. I think 4:45. That's when I gently roll from my left side over to my right.
I think you are a monster for getting up at 4 something to work out, come home, get the baby dressed, get you dressed. And if you guys didn't hear, Siobhan is a vegan, so I'm pretty sure he is having his prepared veggies that were put in the baby blender with all types of harmonious ingredients.
Not harmonious ingredients.
Better than me, I'm telling you. I'm the best. Oh, today he's having gourmet peas with a little bit of flambé made from sweet potato extract.
Y'all should see what Mike puts in his pancakes. It's like, okay, it's pancake. Okay, so the pancakes, then he grinds up oatmeal. He put oatmeal in the pancakes. Pancakes are already heavy. Now you add oatmeal to it. It's chia seeds in there, flaxseed meal, bananas, all kinds of stuff. These are the thickest pancakes I have ever seen. And he said, they're nutrient dense. I'm like, what?
Nutrient dish. Mike is for real.
I'm in an acai bowl or something. That's just too much, Mike.
Well, when Trey gets old enough, he can just do meal prep for me. Help your auntie Ari out.
I'm going to have Tommy Pickles making me up all types of stuff.
Well, we were supposed to be recapping our week. We went all over the world, but I think those are all things that happened in our week, though.
Yeah,
like all those happened in my week for sure.
Okay. Well, what do we have next? We're supposed to do what?
We have Black to glitter. Black glitter. Black glitter. So, Black glitter is take a moment to reflect and shout out somebody who was just doing her thing. Gotta be a queen just out here just being extra raw. So, who do we want to spotlight this week?
Well, one person that I just love dearly on Instagram. I don't know her personally, but I just say it like I do because I feel like I should. And maybe one day I will. It's Sheila Marie, and she is the wife of Ace Hood, the rapper. And I just think she is just such a dope spirit because her whole brand is about creating a space for Black women to just be happy and have joy and find healing and all these great things. But it's done in such an authentic way. It's not like, you know, it's not forced. She's totally herself. She still lives a real life, which I appreciate because sometimes we see people, you know, trying to get into that realm and it's just not relatable. So I love the stuff she does. She always has interesting conversations. She does a retreat. She has Sheila Soul Sundays that you can sign up for. So I just wanted to amplify her because I think that's the type of stuff that we need, especially right now. Like, she's done this for a while, but even when you don't know what the world is going to look like, right? So when you build something truly authentic, it always finds a purpose in the grand scheme. And I think she's probably helped a lot of people while we've been dealing with this pandemic. So you're our Black glitter today, Sheila, wherever you are.
Whoop, whoop.
Shout out to you.
Hey, whoop, shout out to you and your glitter.
I just sparkling on her. Like, she makes me want to wake up and slather myself in shea butter and stretch and tone my body, curl my hair, put my rods in. Like, yes. She...
The frill is popping.
Somebody has a genuine spirit, even online.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can feel that fake stuff, but her is just really real and authentic, and I love it.
Right. And I like that the goal isn't...
Make you put your...
Yeah. I like her goal isn't, like, perfection. It's just more like it's the process is the goal for her. So I like that because a lot of times people get in that position and they're trying to act like they have it all together. And she doesn't try to do that. And that's attractive to me because I'm a mess. On one hand, I'm a mess. y'all were supposed to say, no, you're not a mess. I gave y'all space.
No.
You're
not a mess.
You got it, Trey. Oh, like,
whatever. I'm going to have to go to a session with Sheila because y'all don't care. but I just appreciate that she's like a whole person, and I just think that's really dope, especially on Instagram, because people try to make their Instagram so polished and so you know perfect. But I mean, the hair is popping, her body is popping, she be having fun, she be just in her own zone. I love that.
I wonder what type of water she drinks. Like, it got special from a diet somewhere because she just looks so refreshed. I don't know, that's weird, but I'm like, she just looks refreshed and rejuvenated like all the time, and I'm just like, girl, what you be putting under your eyes? Because
she drinking that good alkaline water. You know, that's the good
high alkaline water too.
That's the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a water connoisseur, and there's a difference. I don't think people know that. It's way off topic. But don't water taste different to y'all, like certain waters?
Because Dasani tastes like toilet water.
And I don't know even that way about Dasani.
Like toilet water with Comet. Like it is horrible.
I don't feel that way about Dasani. But okay, this is a little shady. But I had an event and I asked somebody to bring me water. I said, give me a case of water. So when I saw the water, I was like, ooh, dollar store water.
Oh my gosh. I think
I can't.
I can't do dollar store water, okay?
I like Ice Mountain water, but only in the big jug dispenser. I don't like the individual Ice Mountain. It's specific. Water has its own thing, even though it's probably all coming from the same place.
That's very specific of you.
We are conditioned to think that this water tastes different when it really doesn't. It really has no, the taste is no different.
That's real though, because people think Perrier is like great, and I don't know if it is or not. I don't even know if I ever tasted Perrier, to be honest.
Is it just a bottle that people are attracted to? Because, you know, packaging and branding has a whole lot to do with it.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. Some waters, I'm like, I don't care. Like Voss water, it's not that great, but I like the bottle.
No, I like Voss water now.
Well, whatever. Ooh, you know, but I can go either way.
Now it's good.
Oh.
Okay. So, what's the next segment we have up here?
We have the jewelry box today.
The jewelry box? I love that.
Are we going to go to the beauty blenders segment?
Sam's.
No, we can do jewelry box.
What are we going to do?
So, remember we were talking about this one being a decision for all of us since it's our first podcast. So we decided to kind of talk about how 2020 affected relationships and how we manage self-care and self-preservation. 2020. Production team.
Oh, it's back on there. Go back to your email.
Come on. Come on, friend. Come to Zoom.
I'm trying to figure.
For everybody. We're talking to each other on a separate app, but we're using Zoom so we can interact with each other.
Yeah, I can hear y'all and everything. I just don't know where it's coming from.
She resent the invite on your email.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's our jewelry box selection?
Self-care in 2020. First, let's talk about 2020 has just been a ball-headed. And this is a podcast. Can I cuss?
A bald-headed scallywag with no hair.
Has been a bald-headed hoe who stole my EBT card out of my wallet and then spent all my grocery money for the month. That's how I feel about 2020. Seriously.
Ooh, someone's angry.
I'm all of the above. Whatever emotion you want to put behind that statement is probably true.
Well, what have you been doing?
2020 made you feel away.
For self-care, I like to be calm. but you know what? You know, this self-care thing has really been a struggle of mine personally. It's like I'll go in waves of having like good self-care practices, then I'll fall off and I'll get back on when something bad happens. And it's like a back and forth. But the thing is, like, you have to be consistent with your self-care. Otherwise, you'll just keep going in like these cycles. Mm-hmm. So what I've done a lot of is, for one, separating myself from a lot of people that I feel like were not genuine. Like, you know how there's people around you, and it could be somebody you've been friends with for years, but it's like after a while, you really start to get to see people for who they are when you like having a rough time. Yeah. And as much as it hurt me to do that, I really had to like cut the cords with some people. And I literally feel like how you feel after a good haircut. Like when your hair just like that's how I felt once I started that process. And me, I'm big with the beauty and the skincare, so I have lost my damn mind in the wig depot. I go buy a wig. I've been buying wigs like once a week. Mind you all, if you don't know me personally, I have really long hair naturally. And I will braid all this hair up, sew it down just to go put on a wig. Why? Because it makes me feel good. I can be Jessica Rabbit or I could be Margaret. It all depends on the day.
Come on, Jessica Rabbit.
My Christmas wig, baby. Ooh! I can't wait. Wigs and skincare. And I sent you guys the song earlier, but it's Jhené Aiko on a meditation station I found. I was literally in the deepest trance of meditation I've been in at least like 7 months. And I slept so good. So good. Mm-hmm. So that's my self-care. Wigs and Wu-Tang Forever.
Wu-Tang Forever.
Well, that's good.
Sam, did you find the fight link for, I'm sorry, for your Zoom?
No, it's not in there.
It's on your email.
I just resent it in your email.
Yeah, I'm in my email, honey.
Shame for me. Shame for me. Erin, what's your self-care looking like these days?
I'm not good with self. I think it's because, so it's hard to say because I'm not good with like saying, okay, I'm taking out this segment of time. This is self-care. I'm going to do this thing for my self-care. I am good with not doing things I don't enjoy for the most part. So like my type, the job that I do, the things I am, the friends that I have, the things I interact with and volunteer for, like I truly enjoy spending my time doing those things. So sometimes it's hard for me to find the line of like, that's still kind of work. And what are you doing like just for yourself? So I'm working at it. I was talking to somebody about that the other day and they were saying like, you know, self-care is kind of overused because we talk about it like, you know, just pamper yourself and you'll feel better. But it's really about discipline and like boundaries. And so that's really what you have to try to work toward is setting better boundaries and being disciplined and like taking care of yourself.
Say that boundaries part of
yeah, and I'm pretty strong with boundaries. Like I don't really it's very hard to get in my circle in the first place. So I'm okay with like I don't usually have to cut people off. But I do have to do better with like really figuring out what I enjoy. I don't really know what it is. Every time people ask me like what do you like to do? I'm like, "Oh, I like to volunteer with the band," or "Oh, I like to mentor students," and it's like that's still not for you, girl. Like, why are you saying that? So I have to really work at figuring out what I like other than alcohol and hood snacks and like ice cream. Like, that's not good.
other than doing hood rest stuff with your friends, what do you like?
Can't do that forever. Look, in the '30s, you can't. Look, I cannot.
I mean, we can do light hood rat stuff as long as it's before 8 o'clock, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's the beauty of quarantine because I've really been enjoying it. Like, oh, all these day things and we back in the bed by 11. Bet. Like,
hey, that's been the move. Give me a brunch or a day thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm all. Yes. Anything after 6, I'm gonna just tell you now, I'm not coming.
Oh, yeah, we've known that about you for a while. But I think mine so far has just been like I've done more like with taking my showers, I've made them more like luxurious. Like I had added smell goods and like more sensory type of things into my shower, so I'm not just jumping in, getting clean, and jumping out. Like those, they have these shower. These meltable little tablets. So you put it in your shower and the water runs on it. And it's like a essential oil. And the water just...
Oh, like the shower steamers?
It's like a steamer.
Is that what they call it? Shower steamers?
Add to my growing Amazon list.
Yeah, it was nice. A friend gave it to me for my birthday. And then just like taking more time just to like be without sound, without a screen. Stuff like that. But yeah, I still admittedly, I have to work on it.
Well, at least you know.
Or I just call and complain to you.
I think of the
other self-care.
We're here, friend, for that. I think of the three of us, Sam is the best at self-care.
Really?
I think so.
That's because if I didn't,
I think Sam is the best.
Institution by now, if I didn't. And that's
You've mastered that. I think the self-care aspect for me, I can almost agree with Erin. It's difficult for me to know, one, when it's time for me to have like self-care opportunities, when I should take those. And I think I struggled for a while with understanding things that are work and things that are really fun for me to working out is self-care for me, not just because of the physical benefits of it, but because it's just a release for me. So I, even though I do get up really early to work out, I do enjoy it because it's, I like starting my day that way. It's a moment.
You gotta like to do it.
Yes, I do. I like it. And so, so I don't know. Last week, so if you guys don't know, I have locks. I've had locks for 9 years, almost 10, not Woo-hoo. Yet though. And last week was the first time that I actually let a loctician do my hair. I've always done my own hair, but it's so long now that my arms are tired. I don't have much time. I'm in school and, you know, I'm chasing a one-year-old with the other arm. So I let I had a loctician that did my hair, and it took a long time because I was like going through this full interview process. Like, I need to know, like, how long you've been doing hair? What are your hobbies? Like, how's your family doing? What do you like to do for fun? Yes. Yes. What do your hands look like? I had a full interview. Like, I had a questionnaire in my head that these people had to meet certain standards before I allowed them to do my hair. And it took me, I would say, like 6 to 8 months to really find somebody to do my hair. So I did my hair for the baby's pictures for his first birthday in May, and I didn't do my hair anymore this year
until today. I never combed my hair.
I didn't get my hair done again until last week, right. In the first week of
she
November.
Is not lying, I swear.
So for me, that was a big step in the self-care department.
It was
okay?
A big deal.
Like,
you were so excited to go.
So how did you feel like?
Yes, it was a big deal. Oh, I felt wonderful. I love her, you guys. I will be going back. Actually, I've already scheduled my next two appointments, yes. Just so you all know.
I wish I had a cow, but I'm going to bring it for you, girl.
So, yes. Yes, I feel great. She did an amazing job. Her energy was super dope. I loved her hair. And it was a great experience overall. And my hair feels so much better, feels so much lighter. Everything.
It used to take a week.
And I think,
hair.
Like...
Man, listen.
Yeah. Y'all used to see me with them ponytails on the side. Like, I still got to do that part. Don't worry about it, y'all.
The bun will be up because she ain't finished the pack. I'll be like, oh.
Yeah. I got to keep it separate so I know where I stopped at. My arms are just too tired for that. And so I think, like, that was a big thing, self-care for me. And so also 2020 dealt me a new hand with my relationship. I don't know if it's new, but evolving. Like, the first part of quarantine was interesting for me and Mike because we work opposite shifts, so we're not used to being home with each other that much. Like, we were at home with each other a lot, but it really wasn't as stressful as we both thought it would be. It was good for us though, because we work opposite shifts, we didn't get to spend a lot of time together. And being quarantined kind of just forced us to spend time together, not in a bad way or anything, but it was really good. I think we're in a sweet spot right now, really good space.
Baby number two.
Or whatever. And I think that, no, ma'am, no. No. You are looking at the wrong friend for a quarantine baby, because it's not me, okay?
Quarantine.
No.
But you know what? That's a good thing that you guys enjoyed y'all time together, because let's be honest, I've seen a lot of breakups after quarantine. People moving out. Like, it was rough. It really tested a lot of relationships.
Yeah. 2020 been crazy.
Yeah. Just in general.
Like, I don't have a significant other, and I was kind of happy I didn't. Well, yeah, happy.
But I think even with friendships though, like friendships, this has sparked new ways to remain friends with your friends. Like, instead of having the opportunity to go out and kick it together all the time, we've learned new ways to communicate with each other.
Who is your kick it friend and who is your friend? Because there's some friends you only see when it's time to go out, right? Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, we're friends because you always down to kick it, which is okay. But I think it's just people need to know which friends to have. Because I'm totally fine with having friends in different categories. Like, I have super close friends I talk to every day. I have friends I can pop up on. I have friends I would prefer to travel with. I have friends who I would prefer to go do like some activism stuff with. Like, there's all different types, and a lot of people don't know which friends they got, or even if they have any. So I bet quarantine, the quarantine really had to show you some stuff. Like, oh, I don't really talk to you unless we getting drunk or high or going out somewhere.
Listen, that's what blew my mind, because I would just like randomly text or call people and like, what's going on? How are you? They'd be like, what's up? Like, it was really awkward. Like, not talking about going nowhere. I'm not traveling right now. So it's like, well, what do we have in common? I like Hennessy. You like Hennessy. That's cool, but there's nothing else there. And it really just made me look at people like, we just hang out, and I'm kind of over that going out phase. Like, I'd rather go, to a kickback, go to somebody's house or a nice little quiet lounge. And I had to really just look at who I was like surrounding myself with. That's why I said in some cases I had to kind of snip snip. But now I'm finding, even with our circle of friends, I'm finding new ways to communicate and have fun with you all in a way that we never really had before. Like this podcast.
Like this
We haven't
podcast.
been on lockdown and talked so much about stuff that we wanted to do. Like, we've all said we wanted to do this and that, but it's like it was right in your face. Like, this is what y'all are supposed to do. And this is the time to do it. We even got on here with the same colors on, y'all.
Oh, excellent.
I had to go change because they got dressed without me.
Yeah, that's true. You weren't feeling the vibes today.
My nails are green.
You in there.
Oh, that's close. That's good. See, energy there. I think even with 2020, it's changed some stuff with like travel. Like, we are all used to traveling and kind of getting up and moving around and having fun, making memories and stuff like that. And we are
Right.
sitting still.
So still. Oh,
We are
man.
going
That's true, because
nowhere.
that's one of my, I do think travel and experiences are a thing of self-care for me. Because you all know I'm horrible with buying myself things. Like, I have the money to make major purchases, and it just, I can't, I don't know if it's a poverty mindset. It is very stressful for me to make a major purchase. But when it comes to a trip where I'm going to go enjoy myself and have new experiences, I'll throw that money out there. And not being able to really travel during this whole thing, I'm like, when is the break? Like, when did you start? Like, I'm so used to, like, okay, after a couple months of work, like, here's my vacation time. I'm going to be gone from this month to this month. And I haven't done that since March. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where is the break at? I'm ready to go somewhere. So I do miss that.
I need a break. Yeah, me too. So we're supposed to go to my husband, you guys, is from Alabama, and we're supposed to be going to, we are going to Birmingham for Thanksgiving this
I'm so
year.
excited.
Oh, do not. I'm excited. Sure, I'm excited about going to Birmingham for Thanksgiving, but the whole travel
That's true.
process, right?
So what new,
Oh,
like
that is.
what's, I haven't traveled since 2019, so I'm really confused. Like, what is the process about?
She's stressed.
Right, I have not traveled.
So,
I feel like I'm going to do withdrawal.
but she got to take a baby. Like, that's a whole new world.
yeah, that's the part that's special. I know. So we're flying Delta, and Delta is not supposed to be right. Oh yeah, you guys, I'm a Delta, so that's why Sam said that. But anyway, Delta is not selling the middle seats on their flights, so middle seats are all empty. So, it's just like traveling with. So the last time we flown with the baby, he was maybe 4 months. So that was cool, right? It's just an arm baby. You just sit there and hold him and breastfeed him or something so his ears don't pop. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this
He's a
kiddo.
different
Like,
person.
I
You
am
better give
not
him a
ready
minute
for him.
to
Sam, I talked about
Oh, you know
Tylenol
what?
already. I was
Baby
like,
melatonin.
something like. We have
Baby
to put him to
melatonin. That's
sleep.
what
He
he'll
has to go
become,
to
but he won't
sleep.
necessarily like pass
I say let him run
Of
amok.
course you.
Let my friend free.
I bet he'll be pushing the cart that they're not using for snacks right now. He'll be pushing it
Look,
down the aisle.
he'll be in the cockpit.
What are you doing?
Like, he
Flying with
won't come
other
up here with
right.
y'all till we left.
Like, dude, you flying the plane now?
Or
What's
so are you
going
all
on?
leaving? Like, are you just going over Thanksgiving into the weekend, or how long is this trip?
Yeah, so we're actually leaving on
Ooh,
Thanksgiving just early
bless
in the
you.
morning. It's 7. Yeah, so we'll get there around 9. And so, Mike's birthday is the next week. So he's actually going to stay a little longer than I am. He's going to come back later in the week, and I'm going to come back a little earlier in the week, not much though, just because that's when we're supposed to be going back to work. So we'll see how that works out. Back into the build, back into building rather
Please
than
say that
into the
correctly.
trophy.
I'm gonna be
Back into
fired.
the building.
Happy early birthday to our husband.
Yes,
Mike is all of our
Mike is
husband.
our. I was gonna say that. Like, Mike is all of our husband, just so y'all are clear.
Don't be confused when you hear us talk about our
Yes,
husband.
and our husband's birthday is the following week, so he'll stay
He's
there
a
for a few.
twin.
Yeah, he's a twin, so his brother lives in Birmingham, so he'll get to spend some
Oh,
time
that's
with him.
precious.
It'll be fun for them. Yeah, and he's actually going to keep the baby with him
Ooh,
while I
cool,
leave
husband.
earlier.
We did not have a baby
Oh, wait
tonight.
a minute. We didn't talk about this at all.
So what you're telling me is you're going to
Yeah.
drop my baby off states away and come back without him?
Yes, that is exactly what I mean.
I'm
Yes.
calling CPS.
He'll be back later in the week.
Calling CPS.
Call them. Please alert them and let them know what's happening.
So rude.
But yeah, so that's my 2020 in a nutshell. I think, and then, Christmas. Christmas is today, all the way up
Period.
until December 25th. It's every
Aaron, don't
day
be a
until
sourpuss,
December 25th.
okay? It's like,
All right.
I just don't appreciate
I just
the
bought another
blatant
Christmas.
erasure of Thanksgiving. It offends me, okay? It was a great day.
It's wonderful.
I saw a post on Facebook. I saw a post. Somebody was like, "All y'all complaining about us playing Christmas music. I don't see nobody out here making Thanksgiving Day songs." Well, to play.
No.
So yeah, skip right over it. Go to
We
Christmas.
in the
Today is
kitchen because
Christmas
we in the
right
kitchen
here.
prepping our victuals.
I ain't prepping.
Okay. I
Nothing
got
for
time to
my feet
sing.
up and lining, 'cause I'm not cooking this year. I'm just showing up.
I mean, the history of Thanksgiving is awful, but the
Gonna
day
tell you.
itself, I enjoy. But I don't think we're, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable. Like, we usually go to
Yeah,
my
I was
pretty
gonna
house.
say the gathering and
But I mean, somebody could cook it. I'll do a Thanksgiving plate tour, pick up a plate wherever you are.
just
Just
put
let
my
me
plate on
know.
the porch. I'm coming to pick it up.
Okay, I will just scoop it up and stay out of your way. Don't worry, I have a mask.
Oh, drive-through
It's
Thanksgiving. Ooh, I like
beautiful.
it. Just like a
Somebody's gonna come to Sam.
Somebody. Right
Somebody.
up, get your plate. All right, be blessed.
Be
Be
blessed,
thankful for
baby.
you.
Be
Now keep the
blessed.
line rolling.
Yeah.
I wonder what Christmas is going to be like, though, because usually I go visit a lot of people on Christmas, so that's what will happen. And just because we live in Ohio, it's not like you can like bring Christmas outside. So if you're in a warmer climate, you could probably maybe
Right.
social distance outside Christmas. But here, it's probably going to be a blizzard.
Think so? It might be 75 degrees.
Well, that's true because it's
Yeah,
temperamental.
it's
Because Al Gore's
he said it.
global
Y'all didn't
warming.
listen. Now look at
Respect.
us.
Respect that man's name. He tried to tell
That
y'all.
crazy though? Wasn't he on The Simpsons too? Because The Simpsons predicts everything.
Everything.
I know Al is at the house, like, what? Oh, it's not me.
That's me.
Sorry.
Say, man, I knew it.
That's an
I knew
iPhone. No,
it.
that's
I knew it was
him.
Sam.
We can't stand this team iPhone over
You're
there.
welcome. You gotta buy it. You probably gotta buy another attachment just to mute
Wow. Wow, really mature.
it. another attachment
Right
to unmute
here.
it.
Far for the gusto. Well, Sam, are you ready to do your beauty blender?
So let's get into this whole beauty blender. This is my tip and trick of the week. So,
Beauty blender.
if you don't have a beauty blender or know what it is, get one. We'll get into that eventually. But this week and last week, I've really been focusing on my skin because I don't know if you guys are familiar with the new term mass acne, maskne, however you say it. But since I've been back to work wearing masks, 7 hours a day, my face has been broken out so bad. And you know, I already have adult acne as it was, but I was out here shining on them while I was at home. It was like butter. My face haven't looked like that in years. So going back to work, wearing these masks, and I thought it was the fabric from one mask, so I switched masks. It wasn't the fabric. It's just the constant friction on your face all day. And my face is really, really broken out all on my cheeks. I have tons of like little itty bitty bumps on my jawline. So when I got home yesterday, they were really, really inflamed. Like huge red balls of fire from hell just coming off my jawline.
Descriptions. Descriptions.
The reddest, disgusting Muslim they can think of, because that's what it looked like. So I got out my face steamer. I love a good facial steam. Now, if you can't get to the esthetician or the salon, I suggest getting you a facial steamer from home. It's very small. It's portable. You steam your face. You put on your cleanser, rinse, toner, and moisturizer. I used organic products from a company called Herb and Eden. All natural organic soaps. They're actually down in Douglasville, Georgia. So I've been using their products for about, I want to say, 2 years now. I literally put it on my face last night, brushed it in with my face brush, woke up this morning, and the bumps completely shrunk all the way down. And that's just like overnight results. So I woke up like, oh, holy grail.
So, I think that's Trey building in the back.
Yeah, he was like, he said it's the
Yeah, check. Sorry. He's being Bob the Builder. Hold on. I'm sorry.
But wait, so are you like, did you change? What type of mask were you wearing? Was it the surgical ones or cloth ones?
No, I've been wearing cloth ones because the surgical ones like really, really make my face really itchy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're supposed to not put our hands on our face. And I'm literally like a child. Like, I'm always touching my face. And so, like, the other day, I want to, like, somebody at work gave me a pound. And first of all, I was like, oh, no, you just touched my hand. So then I went and sanitized. And then, like, a little while later, I scratched my face. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get it. I ain't getting nothing. But I had a funny face that wasn't happy.
I'm gonna get it.
But the soap I use, I tried a new soap. It's one with like Himalayan salt. And then it's another one that has particles from the neem plant. Now the neem plant reduces swelling, reduces redness, and it's like an antibacterial agent, and it's all organic. So if you're dealing with mass acne, I suggest you get you some organic soap. Make sure you're steaming. And also, something people don't think about when they think about acne is your pillowcases. You have to change your pillowcases on a regular basis because, you know, if you shower at night, which I hope you do, you should be washing your face. And, you know, when you're doing that night after night, those oils and those chemical buildups, even what you have in your hair, is on your pillow. Mm-hmm. So my tip for the week, change your pillowcases, wash your face, wear your mask, and wash your ass. That's my tip for the week.
And drink water and mind your business. That's good, though, because I also had a little breakout, and I definitely think it was the mask I was using, because all surgical masks don't do it to me, but I broke out really bad around my mouth. It went away. I had to take, like, a Benadryl or something.
It was
like,
that bad?
Yeah, it was bad. It was spreading. I didn't even know. I took my mask down. We were outside. My cousin looked at me like, your mouth is breaking out. I'm like, girl, I'm in the house. I look like I had just took a bite of James and the Giant Peach and I was allergic to peaches or something. It was ridiculous.
So, I look like when Martin got beat up by Earn the Hit.
Bye. Goodbye. You do not look like that.
The curvy account. And nervous, I put a reel on there yesterday to show you how inflamed my skin was. And that was the dumbed down version, like after it had calmed down a little bit. But luckily, it came down a lot today because I was not going to go anywhere if my face continued to look like that. So thank you, Herb and Eden, for my soaps. They are magic in a bar.
I started a new facial regime too, and I love it. I never was one to like really pay attention to what I put on my face. So I think like after I had Trey, It changed my skin, right? So I really had to find something that worked for as far as daily cleanser and stuff like that. And I really like the one I have now. I'm using like cleansing, and some other stuff. I don't know. I'll send it to you guys. But yeah, it's really good and I like it.
You've always had
Maybe I'll
good
shout her
skin. I've
out
always been a little
at one
jealous.
point. I remember you having acne.
Yeah. I never really had acne even through like puberty and stuff, but after Trey, it wasn't even bad. It just was different for me because I never really had acne or
Well, I haven't
anything.
had
So
children,
it was just
but
different
I'm
for me.
just,
But I
my
like what I'm
skin has
doing
changed
now.
so much. I need a bubble. Like, I'm allergic to everything. I've had to stop using lotions. Like, I've had to go bare bone. I'm not ashy because that's my pet peeve. I use like baby oil or cream, like coconut oil or something only, but I used to like mix that with a lotion or something. I can't do it anymore. Like, everything is making me itch. I've had to go down to using fragrance-free detergents, antibacterial bar soap, like I'm a little 13-year-old boy. Like, it's just, I don't know what's going on with my skin, but I've had to go start from square one and build it back up. So, but I have gotten a new facial regimen going, and that helps. It's kind of my self-care time now because I actually enjoy going and do that before bed or in the morning. But I'm just having to relearn my skin. I guess that's just one of the things when you get older, your skin changes for what it just does what it wants to do. Your body does whatever it wants to do. I'm not even old. I'm saying it like that, but I'm just hitting a phase where I've never had allergies, and now I feel like I'm allergic to everything.
Oh, the old age bringing out all types of wondrous things.
I'm in my prime.
I'm glad to hear about your skin care, though, because you didn't mention it doing your self-care, but skincare is definitely self-care. I'm glad everybody's starting to take care of your skin because black don't crack, and I'm not looking forward to anybody having any wax skin around me. So, keep taking care of your skin,
We're not
ladies.
allowed. Well,
Oh,
she basically said when we start looking raggedy, she will
I'm like,
disassociate.
She go
Yeah,
tell
I'm
us
like,
about
you know,
ourselves
this color
and
beam right here, you
disassociate.
need to be putting on it tonight. I'm gonna just give you a
Ew.
whole little bag. I'm gonna just put it. I'm gonna just put you together.
Oh my gosh.
Look, you made me start itching. Sorry. Did you
Oh,
start itching?
dang I
it.
just did on my leg.
I cannot.
I'm telling you, I'm like a little toddler.
So, you guys, I wish you could see Trey right now. I'll try to give him something to keep him
Yes.
quiet. He's
Come
playing with
on,
the
math.
calculator.
Come on, hidden figures.
Putting together somebody's taxes right now.
And not just your basic calculator.
T85.
This is, you know, a Texas Instrument.
T85,
Yes.
so definitely work.
Mr. Harvey would be so proud of you,
I'm not teaching him
Because you
anything
showed
about
him
this
such great
calculator,
calculator
but
and
he has
calculus in
it.
high
He's
school.
playing with it. No. We've had problems before. No. Let me keep it moving. Aaron, what's next in the
So, in our
flaming hot
flaming hot segment,
segment?
what we do is think about different ways to approach social justice and just usher us toward a more progressive world. So, today I was really thinking about this because obviously the election is on everyone's mind, and there's so many conversations about should you vote, do you not vote, does it matter, is it rigged? That's a whole thing I don't even want to get into. But what I will say is, I do understand the justifications for why people become, I'll say, disenchanted with the like with being civically engaged, because it's very hard to see the progress. However, aside from the presidential election, there were major gains in this election. We've seen the decriminalization of narcotics in many places. There's been lots of people of color put into office. There's been people of different sexual orientations put into office. So I'm urging people to do more research and dig beyond those things that are occupying most of the media's time, because what you'll find is that it's a more nuanced story than not, right? Either we're looking at the news and it says Joe Biden won and everything is going to be perfect, or you're looking at the news and it says Trump won't leave office, so everything's going to hell. But actually, it's a lot of stuff going on in the middle. And so if you really say that you care about what's going on out in the world, or if you're starting to learn that you should care about it, it means that you have to do a little bit more digging. Going past Facebook memes and Twitter conversations and YouTube videos and retweeting what somebody who you think is smart said, right? And just actually going and like, what policies and things were voted in my area or in my state, or like, you know, all of those type of things. So I'm just starting out to say, like, be engaged, because even if you don't vote, I tell my students this all the time, I believe you should vote. But if you don't vote, you damn sure shouldn't be telling me you don't vote. And you also are not going to go volunteer at the food shelter, and you're not going to, you know, there can't always be a reason as to why everything you do is doesn't make a change. Something has to change, right? So saying that you're not going to vote and you're also not actually making an effort to do things on the other end is not the solution. So yeah, I just really was thinking about that today, because a lot of my students were actually really excited for this election, even though it turned out to be crazy, because it was their first election to vote in. And I just remember my first election was Obama's first term. And I just remember standing, it was long lines then, lots of conversation going on. People were very doubtful that he would. And I just remember not really knowing if the effort that I was making was going to make a change. And then when it felt like what I did mattered, it was just a different type. I felt more invested into what was going on around me. So I just want people to be mindful of that. So yeah, that's the flaming hot today. But I think in the future, we'll talk about some other things. That's probably going to make y'all mad. But I don't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We'll get to that, you know. We'll say that real quick today. But, you know, I'm trying to wrap
that's,
up.
So. That's... Right. That's super important though, Erin, because hold on, let me get Trey. Okay, so yeah, but that's super important though, because I tried to make it my business to not get so frustrated with people anymore when they say I don't vote, and just to kind of understand why they don't vote and try to educate them on reasons why they should. So because y'all not gonna go from 0 to 1,000, especially on a Facebook post. Like,
oh, another monster baby.
Get somebody together real quick. So I've been trying to not do that and just trying to kind of understand more why they feel the way they do. Some people have justified reasoning. Some people just don't. Some people just like, I don't want to vote because I don't want to.
They see other people seeing reasons why they didn't. And they're like, yeah, that's why I'm not doing it too. And it's like, no, you just didn't have a plan, which is cool. You know, you could get there. But I think people just really don't understand, like, your friend that you are seeing free on Facebook every day. The law, the judge who put them in jail, we vote for that person. The prosecutor who is bringing extra charges against all these people that we're wearing t-shirts for, we vote for that person. The benefits that you have that feed your family, or that you sell to make an extra hustle on the side, we vote for those benefits. All of the, you know, daycares, hospitals, whether your granny is in a nursing home or not, all of those things come from us voting. And people really just don't understand, or they're not, it's hard to follow just how important that stuff is and how it trickles down to you. And it's done that way on purpose, because they want you to feel like it's an abstract thing that you don't really have any impact over. And it's just not the case. Like, the things that are on that ballot come down to whether or not you are going to have a certain quality of life or not. And that's just the fact. So, you know.
All votes matter. Thank you, Georgia. Look at Georgia. Every vote counts. Every vote counts. You know, thank you, Georgia girl.
I don't care what some other people say. Georgia, sick.
Okay, what's our last thing? Is the bottom of the purse.
Bottom of the purse.
Uh-oh.
Our last segment.
Okay, that's my bottom of the purse this week is actually something super random. But first, I do want to shout out Morris Brown College, because they got their accreditation back this week. Woo-woo. They haven't had accreditation in 20 years, they received their accreditation this week, and that is a big deal. Now they can start accepting financial aid for students and all kind of stuff. This just opens doors for that school, and so it'll be really exciting to see how they continue to evolve and emerge. Super excited for Morris Brown. But my bottom of the purse is actually the crock pots.
Oh.
So, The crock pot is my new friend these days. I find myself when I get home or when I'm waking up to get ready for work, just throwing a bunch of random stuff in there so that I have dinner already prepared when I come home. And I'm not trying to cook when I get home because my classes are in the evening. It just kind of frees up a little bit of extra time or whatever. So, like, remember today I was telling y'all about my sweet potatoes and apple soup recipe. It sounds nasty, you guys, or maybe it sounds different, but it's really good. I promise. It is so good. I'm going to tell y'all all about the recipe at a later time. But the crock pot is saving my life these days, trying to write and read because Mike is working while I'm in class. So trying to write and read and hold his hand, it just gets a little easier when the food is already there and, you know, and I'm not having to worry about it. But I love my crock pot. So I said, if you don't have one, Amazon has them. Invest. It is a great investment. You just put it on in the morning, and while you and your kids are working and at school, dinner is preparing without you lifting a finger.
And it smells great when you come home.
Yes, my house smelled like cinnamon today when I walked back in the door. Yes. Fabulous.
I love it.
Yes, I love it also.
Well, you made us do that vegan challenge. Ugh. It was not it wasn't that it was vegan. It was that it was raw vegan. And I was like, really? We can't even
Aaron, you know you loved it. You know you loved it.
Love is so not the word I would use. But, I mean, the benefits are great, but Lord, I just was like, not my ministry. However, it does teach you to get more creative with your food and stuff. And, like, you know, you have to be creative to, like, put new flavors together. It teaches you just how to learn how flavors go together. So a crock pot is a good way to experiment. I have, like, 2 crock pots. I don't even use them. But I want to. Once you said what you said today about the soup, I was like, oh, I should probably try that.
Yes, it was a great. The soup was really good, but the crock pot is life. Like, I made enchiladas last week in crock pot. Yes. And Mike was like, can you make some more of those? I was like, okay, sure. But they were really good. Like, it's just it has all the kind of purposes that I need. Multi-purpose.
First you went from the air fryer, now you're on the crock pot. You were the air frying queen for a while.
You know, I need a new air fryer. I have fried so many things in the air fryer. The handle broke.
Wait, I was supposed to give you my mother's old one, remember?
Yes, you were.
I just thought about that. Okay, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
I think I'll try some soup or something. I had to hit you up for some recipes.
You know I have the recipes on deck. And so does Mike, because, you know, that's his thing.
Oh,
all
yes,
the seasoning. Oh, you're upset now.
My best friend was wrong.
Come on.
You want your time to shine.
Yeah.
Trey said, it's time to get off.
That's what he said. I think that kind of brings us to a close, him and his crying.
Yay! Well, that's episode 1. That's exciting. 1 in the bag. Who knows how many more to go?
Yeah, podcast 1. We're excited. So,
oh, I'm in here. Anybody see me?
No.
Well, let me move.
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
Hold on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yay! We're here. Okay,
for
I don't
episode
have
to. 3.
In 1 day, 3 in 1 day.
It's okay. Right along.
We're gonna get it. Uh oh. I just want to put my screens on top of each other so I can see everybody.
How come everybody else got their full name? They didn't ask me my full name.
I use my email, so it automatically took the email that's the name that's on my email.
I was scared it was going to automatically hook up to my.
Who's going to start the introduction?
You can with your good speech over there.
Right, you the in event that case, host.
Hold on, let me wet my whistle. Hold on.
You the event host. You know how to get it popping.
I can't say hey, black people.
Okay. Shalom.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
So when these ended, do they automatically save on your
end? Yep.
Wow. We got a lot of bloopers. Stop.
Yeah. Let's make a blooper reel.
We need one. Oh, y'all, I hope y'all know I did screen record that so we could watch it later because it was hilarious. Me
and Aaron. And I'm just sitting over here with my head down, like, yippity.
She looked like she was taking her SATs over there. Like, man,
I was trying to bubble in the right letters, right numbers.
Where's my chapstick and why are my lips so dry?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but we got to get cracking. I got pizza coming in 30 minutes.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. They get a sit for 30 minutes.
I'm trying to find the name of the damn blog again.
It should be. It's not on here. Okay, yeah.
It's not in there.
Bibs. No, bottles. Bibs.
Books. Bibs?
That's what y'all said.
First is books and bibs.
I think bottles was first.
Wait, bottles?
Oh, I told you I don't know how to do the four one. Hold on, I'm going to look.
I can't.
I can tell you.
Bottles, books, bibs, and brushes. And brushes.
Shut up, Aaron. Bottles,
books, and brushes.
Okay.
I did it.
Okay, I got it now. Bibs,
and brushes.
Okay. Are y'all? Let me know when y'all are ready.
My phone said bottles, boobs, bibs.
But your phone is ratchet.
She ratchet. I remember. It'd be so funny.
I can't wait to look at this like 6 months from now.
This whole episode gonna be bloopers.
It really is. We're gonna have to answer a whole bunch of bloop.
I'm a consummate professional. I don't know what you all are talking about.
Okay, now we're gonna just go ahead and dive right on in here on that note. You really trying to air yours. All right, are y'all ready for real?
Go right ahead. I'm sticking my ride.
Is that you something? Something?
Huh? Yeah.
Something's rubbing against the mic over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me. It's
probably your breasticles.
First of all, I'm using a Chromebook and it's sitting down.
That's you. You do a lot of movement. Neither one of us are moving.
We can hear the moving. Yeah.
I really hate it here. Okay, is that better? I'm sitting really still.
Yes, that's better.
All right. Okay.